Portrait of Aspasia, Aline the Mulatto Woman, by Eugène Delacroix. For some time, considerable confusion surrounded the title of this picture. Initially, Théophile Sylvestre, the artist biographer and editor of the Brouillard Gallery catalogue, called it Aline the Mulatto Woman. Lee Johnson then restored the original title, Aspasia, from the name of a model famous in the studios of Paris, and dated it at some time around 1824. This early date has been confirmed recently by X-rays, which revealed under the picture layer the profile of Henry IV, as Delacroix painted him in Henry IV entrusting the regency to Marie de Medici, one of the series of copies he made of the Rubens in the Louvre. At that point, Delacroix had never travelled outside France. However, in 1825, he chose to go to England rather than make the conventional tour of Italy. And then, in 1832, as soon as he got the opportunity, he went to the Middle East. This interest in the exotic was already manifesting itself in his large compositions, such as The Massacre at Chios and The Death of Sardanapalus in the Louvre. Whether illustrating a contemporary event or one drawn from Herodotus, his subjects gave him the pretext to paint Greek, Sulu, or Turkish costume, a jumble of Oriental accessories, and of course the odalisque or female slaves. The 19th century, which began with Napoleon and Kleber's campaigns in Egypt and Syria, saw the Orient become a fashionable source of fantasy, and Orientalist painters enthusiastically expanded on these themes, which Delacroix always treated with as much dignity as a history painting. This, a superb painting with an intense physical presence. Painted in one sitting, it has been left as a sketch, clear from the rough brushstrokes of the sitter's dress, as if any more work on it could have reduced its quality. The skin and the light are handled with the same power, with a series of vibrant touches. Unlike the other two portraits of the same model, the pose is quite uninhibited. Her hair is loose, her shoulders bare. Her expression has lost its innocence, and her arms suggest interrupted movement. A physical relationship between the painter and his model, as Delacroix admitted in his journal in May 1824. While Aspasia was not the only woman of colour to pose for him, he considered her exceptional in many respects, and kept this painting in his studio until his death.